We'll start at noon and stop when the cops kick us out. The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, presented by AT&T Wireless. June 12th at Lloyd Park on Joe Pool Lake from Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 6:17. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line, or what must pass for it today. I would be Mike Reiner.
I'd be Craig Miller.
And we're joined out here at, what's it called? Motion Cycle Sports by the Cobra. The rest of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the all-important Ticket Ticker.
You're incredible.
Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trefico Trefico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit.
You should have seen the panic look on his face.
Where am I?
Trying to find the coffee.
I've not been able to think of the name of this place ever since I knew we were doing a road show out here. I've not been able to think of the name of this place. I mean, I've had to look every time I've said it.
We're here at Motion. Oh, Motion Be Good.
Well, I don't think I said Motion Be Good.
Oh, you farted.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Do I need to take you by the hand and march you into the men's room? Pull your pants down and sit you on the potty so you can go doo-doo?
No. That won't be necessary. I think I can find my own way there if such an occurrence comes about.
Oh,
all right, with more on having to doo-doo,
no,
here's Danny.
I don't have anything regarding doo-doo.
Captain Doo-doo.
But you do have something here, don't you?
Well,
Danny's had some scene control issues here lately.
I don't know if so much if it's scene control, but...
Oh, it's definitely scene control.
The other morning...
Wait a minute. Let's go back to this over-the-top claim you made.
Which one?
On the air earlier this week.
Oh, that if I wasn't going to cut my hair until Christmas?
Right.
What about it?
Here's Danny saying on the air that he's not going to cut his hair until Christmas. And tell us now how that went over with your wife.
Well, she threatened to make an appointment for me next week. She doesn't want me to grow it out long.
And?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do what I want.
Which
are
is?
Are you?
You're going to end up getting it cut in a few weeks, aren't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
But if I do, it'll be because I want to.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow it out to Thanksgiving.
Some pretty big talk there, wasn't it?
We'll see.
That's not the biggest of talk.
No, that's not the biggest of talk.
At the Paul household.
The other morning... As I'm waking up, she sits down and is like, can I talk to you about something?
This is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, by the way.
Yeah, it actually is about 12:45. You're
Uh-oh.
Right. She said, what are we going to do about the Dart?
Danny drives a 1972
Smash
UCLA blue Dodge Dart.
That doesn't have a straight piece of metal on it.
No.
Okay, enough cussing out there.
Cussing.
Wow. Good Lord.
No cussing.
You can't. Don't cuss. We can hear you.
God almighty.
All right, so why do you drive the Dodge Dart?
I like it. I like my car.
All right, once upon a time, though, you drove a nice Jeep.
I had a nice Jeep with a gigantic car payment every month.
I think you're trying to be shabby chic.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've had these cars my whole life. This is the fifth 60s, early 70s Mopar product that I've driven in my driving career. About a fourth of my cars have been old Dodges, Plymouth Valiants and Darts.
How many wins do you have in your driving career?
How many wins? One. Well, actually two.
Good.
Not to mention the Fury 3, right?
I don't have a Fury 3. But I've had several Plymouth Valiants and two Darts now. And I don't know, I just like them. They're easy to work on. They're cheap to fix. They're cheap to buy.
Cheap to fix?
Yeah.
That's not a good selling point. You want a car that you don't need to fix.
Yeah, a car that you're having to get fixed every third day is not cheap to fix.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't have to carry full coverage insurance. All I carry is liability, which is about $40 a month, and I have no car payment.
But if your repair bill exceeds the blue book value on the car, it's probably not a good deal.
And as far as repairs, I've had the thing for over 3 years now, and the only thing I've had to put into it is, you know, like a fuel pump here, a water pump here, power steering pump.
An alternator here.
Yeah. Engine here.
Radiator.
And I guarantee you, if you take
steering wheel,
a brake job there,
the last 3 years
there,
of owning this car.
U-joint here.
It does need a new U-joint, by the way, and I'm taking it in on Monday. But if you factor in 3 years of car payments, I mean, it totally overshadows the small amount of money that I've had to put into it, which has probably been around $600 or $700 in 3 years.
All right.
It's cost effective. It's efficient.
But your wife doesn't like it?
She told me that it was time and that I didn't need to be driving around in what she calls a ghetto car. And she wants to make that call to Autoflex Leasing.
You know what? She's embarrassed that you're driving around an old, dumb car.
Why is she embarrassed? I don't care.
Because she has to be seen with you.
She's got a lot more reasons to be embarrassed about me than that.
Boy, that's the truth.
Yeah. Got me there.
So, there's talk in our house of getting a car. She wants me to get a real car and make car payments.
Now, car payments are no fun at all.
Are you resisting this idea?
I'm trying.
It's not going to work.
Are you putting up strong resistance?
This is what I told her. I said, if you really, really want me to get a car, then put the word out to, what's his name?
Clint Kelly.
Up at Autoflex Leasing and see what they have. See what they come across. But the thing is, I told her, I'm not getting rid of the Dart. If you want to buy a new car, that's fine, but the Dart stays.
Why would you keep it?
To prove a point.
And that point is?
I'm the Dart man.
Good point.
Well, I think it is time you need a new car. Not necessarily a new car, just a newer car. That car looks so ridiculous.
Why does it look ridiculous? What's wrong
with
it?
Because the only reason you drive it is because of some idiosyncrasy in your personality. That is the only reason.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. Well, first off, it is cheap. It's paid for. There's not a lot of cars out there you can go buy for $2,200 that are going to last you a couple years, which this thing has.
And, I mean, I drive it to work and back. I live a mile and a half from work. So I can't justify spending $400 a month on a car payment for something that I'm not even really going
to
use.
Drive it to the Barley House. You don't live a mile and a half from that.
I take cabs to the Barley House.
You drive it to your dope dealer's house.
Right, for dope.
As Dope Man delivers.
Dope?
There she is.
So your neighbors complain about it?
No. No.
It is an eyesore.
What I'd really like to do, and you guys are going to laugh, is I'd rather take that money that I would be spending on a car payment and sink it into the Dart and get it fixed. Get all the body work done, get the engine rebuilt. What do you think about that, Grego?
When did he do that?
When he was lobotomized.
That's lobotomy laugh, Grego. Grego, don't you think pink is a pretty color?
Oh, God.
I really would like to restore the Dart. But I think it can be done.
With how much money? $3,000 or $4,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're out of your head.
Too much of an investment. You're throwing good money after bad. I'm not saying that you need to get a new car necessarily, but trying to overhaul that thing, do a lot of body work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the benefits of this, you don't have to respect it very much. I walked by the other day, you had a big-ass amp in the front seat. I mean, if you get an Altima, you're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have to respect a new car.
I know.
So, knowing Deep Dish as you guys know him, do you predict in 3 months he'll be driving a new car with short hair? Or will he win both these battles?
He won't win both.
No. Well, he won't get short hair, but he won't be allowed to grow his hair out long, and he'll have a new car.
Yeah, this claim about I'm going to grow my hair till Christmas is completely over the top, and that won't be allowed.
Just shoot for Juneteenth. Grow it out to Juneteenth.
And then so, just get it permed into an afro?
Well, it's more of the holiday. Juneteenth is Tuesday.
June 3rd?
No, it's June 1st. Isn't that Juneteenth?
Well, every day of June is Juneteenth.
Well, pray for me, Craig.
I do every night, Danny.
Well, he will be driving a new car.
Yeah.
And he will be driving a new car very, very soon.
No, I'm not. I'm restoring the Dart.
The Dart will not make it another 2 weeks.
Sounds like Rhines will see to it.
I'm going to sell Rhines the Dart for Jordan's first car.
Would she like that?
Oh, I'd love that.
Love you, Daddy.
How pissed would she be?
Oh.
Does it even have a regular...
Oh, she would hate that.
Does she even have a... Or does it have a regular seat belt? Like a over-the-shoulder belt? It's a lap belt.
It has a lap belt, and it does have the shoulder attachment. But you have to hook it up every time, and it's a beating.
Doesn't have the Mr. Haney rope that you tie?
It does have original AM radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Unless you're in Big Sky country.
So you can listen to KKDA in the ticket. Well, thank you.
Good luck, Danny.
Yes, we wish you well in this, but you will be driving a new car, and you will be driving it sooner rather than later, and you will enjoy it.
Hey, Hong Kong Paul. Well, the party started. Hong Kong Paul.
All right. Hong Kong Paul. Very nice. Well, Hong Kong Paul will enjoy the concert calendar, and so will you. It comes up next.